Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Kelly, did anyone ask you why they weren't invited to the wedding?
Not yet, no.
Would you consider that to be a rude thing?
Maybe not rude, but it would definitely be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But
it was for me when all of you guys kept bitching about not coming to mine.
For sure, for sure. But similar to yours, we're keeping it small. We both have really big families. So just with my immediate family being there, that's over 20 people. And so that's really, really hard to say to friends who I'm really close with, who I see more often than I see some of my family members, that, hey, I can't invite you because we can only have 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think people get it, right?
Absolutely. And then I've told them, I'm like, I have that initial list. And once those people say no, I want to send you an invite, but I don't want you to think it's a pity invite, or I don't want you to feel weird like you're a B-list, because that's just not
well,
it.
Well, they are a B-list.
I mean,
they are. It is
It's
just not how
they are.
Otherwise, they'd have been invited the first round.
What is another name for it that sounds better?
Not
the
that.
Second choice.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's getting worse.
The seat fillers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are like AAA baseball, and maybe you'll get the call up.
Oh yeah. Yeah, if somebody gets injured on the good wedding team, then you call up some scrub and hope they don't screw everything up.
Yeah. So do I just not invite those people, the B-list people?
I mean, why are you inviting them if they're B-list? You just need more presents?
Oh, no, we're not accepting presents.
Oh, we're not.
No, we're asking people to donate to a bison foundation.
You guys are such a-holes.
A bison foundation.
We've told people we don't really want presents. There's no need at all to even put
in. We'd just like you to support a lady who's running a refurbished rutabaga stand.
Okay, those sound
we're delicious. Part of the society of upside down unicycles. God, you stupid hipster weirdos.
Just saying, there's a lot of bison out there that need a safe place to roam.
Yeah.
We care about that. And we're also serving.
Doesn't your bison fiance hunt like 100% of his meat?
Yeah, and we're also serving.
Boy, I got an idea of how to save the bison.
Keep him away from him.
Yeah, we're
take
serving,
away dark haired Goldilocks' bow and arrow.
Oh, God.
Lil Sweet likes to shoot.
Yes, and we're serving bison steaks at the wedding.
Oh, thank God you saved them.
Oh, man.
Full circle there.
Yeah.
It's like at the Last Supper if Jesus had served bread and wine.
Or disciples.
Yeah. That is terrible. Well, I'm glad we could save those bison.
Yeah, same.
What were the runners up for dumb charities to give things to?
Idiots for underdogs.
That would have looked stupid on the invitation.
Well, yeah. I was like, we should do one from each, the bride and the groom. And then when he picked the bison one, I was like, we'll just do one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick to the one.
No, all jokes aside, I do think that's stupid.
You know, when Sorry. You put it like that.
I don't, but, and I wasn't going to say that, but it seemed so fun to say before I said it. And I was right. It was fun.
Yeah. It's fun. It is fun.
We are having fun.
What if it's something extra ridiculous, like they're buying them shoes?
They're braiding their hair.
I bet it's marijuana for bison. These bison would live a longer life if they weren't so uptight.
They're very anxious, these bison now.
So a lot of the Montana bison have glaucoma. Wink.
Yeah. They get more agitated now that they have the internet.
And so no one has asked you specifically, why can't I go to the wedding?
No, not yet, no. I'm glad we got back there, because I was curious what the question was, because I completely forgot.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody at all yet. I do. I have one friend who I've thought about a lot. I really want her to go, and I've thought about another person who I'd invited and said I wanted to ask him, will you please invite her as your plus one? Because I can't invite both of you with a plus one, but if I invite one of you...
Do they know each other?
Oh, they're good friends.
Are they single?
Okay.
No, but they're not in...
Like, he's not going to expect to dip the wick or anything, is
no,
he?
No. It's not like that at all.
That'd be unfair.
No, and yeah. I have other friends who are doing that. They're like, oh, well.
Dip in the wick?
Dip in the wick. But asking if their plus one can be someone that I also know, and I'm like,
well, that is very nice.
So awesome.
I like how you started to fill us in about that person that you really wanted to have come to the wedding. That is not invited to the wedding yet.
I know.
That's a weird, that's a weird way to start it. Yeah. You know, there's someone that's really important in my life, and I just wanted to be at my wedding so bad. So I'm hoping someone coming to my wedding will invite them.
Well, okay, again, when you put it like that.
You're actually in charge of that.
I know, okay. Yeah. But I got to have somebody fall off so I can put her back right up there.
Have you opened for cutting somebody's brake lines?
Yeah, I have. I have. That's a great idea. I'm desperate. Mm-hmm. But I think she would be the person that would ask, like, hey, why wasn't I invited? Because she's the closest person.
Do we know her?
Friend group. Mm-mm, no, y'all haven't met her. She hasn't been to.
Oh, she's not that important.
Hey, now.
Well, she's on the outside. She's on the outside looking in. We haven't met her. She's not invited to the wedding.
That's right. She hasn't traveled to any of the live shows. She doesn't deserve it.
Where did you meet her? Some organic cotton candy spinning contest?
Yes, exactly. At a rave in a warehouse underground.
Same idea. Well, this story had gone viral. Listen to this. This is way worse than anything we're fabricating to give Kelly a hard time about, except the part about she has friends that are B-teamers. This woman posted a quick story about a wedding I wasn't invited to. My cousin and his girlfriend got married sometime in February, and every other member of my family was invited except for me, which I thought was weird, but to each their own. Well, my cousin's wife and I have had a falling out, and some harsh things are said, and she at one point threatened to expose that I used to do OnlyFans to the rest of my family.
Sweet.
The text she sent threatened me with super specific incidents from things on my OnlyFans that you would only know if you had been to my OnlyFans. And it got me wondering how she knew about it. So I did a deep dive into my old subscribers, and it turns out her husband was my cousin on a fake account. I wasn't invited to the wedding because my weirdo cousin watches porn of me, his cousin.
Oh. It's just that cousin that doesn't care, you know? That one cousin that's just like, doesn't matter. Ugh. That is so gross. I got a hot cousin, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't pay?
I just wouldn't. Like, wouldn't. Smash or pass? I'm gonna pass. You just can't do that. It's a cousin.
Not even a little curious, though?
No, little, but no.
No. How about you got any hot cousins you'd watch in a porno?
You know, I don't think I do.
Have you ever seen anyone you knew?
In a porno?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a Stacy from Porus?
I haven't.
Kelly, have
It'd
you?
It'd be kind of thrilling, though, if you stumbled on something. Like, you go, oh, my God. I know. I went to high school with that person. That'd be amazing.
You ever been watching porn and you end up seeing someone who looks just like you?
Not yet, but no. That would also be a weird thrill, I guess.
Just curious.
This guy looks a lot like me. My God, my penis, it's growing.
There was one time I was watching one, and the lady looked so much like one of my neighbors. It wasn't her, to be clear. But it looked enough like her that the next time I saw that neighbor, I'm like, I hope you don't find out that I watched you.
Hey, Mary, can you moan for me real quick? I need to figure something out.
I legit was like, I can't ever see that one again, and I'm a little uncomfortable next to you at the bus stop.
It's hard for me not to fantasize about you now.
Yeah. Never even looked at you that way before, but now I guess you like to lay in front of the couch with your butt propped up. Just kidding. Too much? Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Like
I agree.
It's like an end table.
All right, on the way. An end table with a drink holder. Well, two of them if you're creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yep.
Or a place to put umbrellas.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's not what they were doing in the video. It wasn't umbrellas.
Sure, it wasn't.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.